the Jet Up Bleeding Green podcast, everyone. This is our intro show, or one of our intro shows, actually. We've got Tony Williams with us. He writes for Metro New York. How you doing today, Tony?
Oh, good, thanks. How you doing?
I'm all right. Let's jump right in, Tony. How long have you been writing for Metro New York, and how long have you been covering the Jets?
Metro, this is going on my ninth year, and my second doing the Jets. Previously, I was doing the Giants the previous eight years.
What are your expectations this season for the Jets?
I would say not good, although I wrote a piece for my other gig, SloopMagazine.com. I write for Sloop Magazine as well, and I did a Jets piece yesterday for them, and I said maybe the bright side, if everything plays out well, they could win maybe 8 games, but that means they must play above their heads, and everything must go according to plan. You figure the first 5 weeks, it's possible the Jets could go 3-2. They got Buffalo, Oakland, Jacksonville, Cleveland. So there is a chance the Jets could go 3-2 out of their first 5 weeks. It's probably not likely, but if they get to a decent start, I would say that maybe 7-8 wins is a shot.
As far as the starting quarterback is the hot topic for the Jets, obviously, and it usually is at this time of the year. Who do you expect to come out of camp as the starter?
Well, I think most of us expect McCown to be the starter. I don't know if that's the right decision or not. If you're gonna blow up the roster and go young offensively, and cut Decker and cut Marshall and cut Mangold, I would say go young, and I would say go Hackenberg or even Petty. But I'm sure the coaching staff doesn't have the kind of timetable where they can say let's go with young kids and they'll lose a lot of games, because the coaching staff, at any time can get fired. So it's on them to win now, and they probably think the best opportunity is McCown, although McCown is 2-20 in his last 20 starts or the last 2 years as a starter. So I'm not sure how much confidence I have in McCown, but I probably expect him to win the battle.
Do you believe what Woody Johnson said earlier this year when he said that it's not about wins and losses, it's just about how the team looks?
I think in theory, in his mind, he probably believes that. But when people are at your doorstep with pitchforks and flaming torches, and they see another terrible season from the Jets, I'm not sure if Woody had the kind of confidence in Todd Bowles in the staff. I'll take him at his word, but again, if they go 2-14 or even worse, then I don't know if Woody can even say, I'm sticking with Bowles. But for now, I'll take him at his word. But if they get up to a decent start, as I said, if they start the season 2-3 or even 3-2, and there is some hope and there is some fight in the team, then, yeah, I think Bowles stays for another year.
Is it just Bowles, or are Bowles and Maccagnan a package deal?
It's hard for me to imagine that Woody would fire yet another GM so quickly. Idzik was a disaster, as we all know, and Maccagnan was his choice. So it's hard for me to say that Woody would fire two GMs within a 5-year span. That's insane, because there's something to be said about a franchise that has the same staff in place, and you have faith, in what they do. Only the good teams have that kind of continuity. The Steelers, Packers, the Broncos, Patriots, those teams have continuity in the front office, and that's why they're all successful. Giants as well, of course. So I can't see him firing Maccagnan, even if he fires Bowles.
Also, you mentioned those teams. They also have good owners.
Yeah, and I tell my friends, and I live here in Jersey, of course, and I have a lot of friends who are Jets fans, and they're always just so upset. And I tell them, I mean, any sports franchise, you're only as good as ownership allows you to be. I've never seen a successful winning franchise that has terrible ownership or ownership that's clueless. You're only as good as your front office in team sports, and it's a shame that the Jets are always been so trigger-happy with head coach firings and GM firings. I think they have to have a plan in place and stick to it, no matter what.
So, has the new – I haven't really been keeping up on the Woody Johnson political end, just the sports end. Is it official? Is he going over to Ireland?
From what I understand, yeah, I believe so. But as you say, I'm not really big on that aspect of his life. So, I think he is, yes.
And who's going to take over for him when he goes over there?
That's a great question. I mean, and it's still his team. It's still his baby, his creation. So I can't imagine him, you know, and being too far removed, from the franchise, you know, because, like I said, this is his main project. So I can't imagine, you know, Woody giving a full control at all.
But somebody has to be in at One Jet Plaza running the show, right? Unless it's just
sure.
Going to be Mike McKagan.
Yeah, that I imagine then it's McKagan's show. I guess as an overseer, I'm sure Woody still gets all final, say on any kind of major moves. But as far as day-to-day operation, I'd imagine McKagan is the guy.
What kind of offense do you see the Jets running?
Well, they have the West Coast offense in place. It's what McCown does, knows best. I'm not sure if it's a great fit for Hackenberg, but for McCown, I guess it's probably a better fit. The thing is, with West Coast offense, it's about timing, it's about quick reads, it's about being agile, it's about being accurate. More than anything else, accuracy, because it's all about timing and accuracy. And that does not fit Hackenberg's MO as a player. I know they're working on that, with him after practices, everything. But right now, it's West Coast offense.
Who do you think is the most important player on offense and the most important player on defense for the Jets in order to get to that 8-8 threshold that you say is the best they can do?
Yeah, offensively, to me, I think they need to go back to their roots, and do some more ground and pounds. I know West Coast offense is not really known as a pound and running game, but you know what? I think they have two wonderful backs, Forte and the ever underutilized Bilal Powell. Bilal Powell is, I think, just an unsung star in this league. If he ever got more touches, I think he'd be even a bigger star. So I would say it's a combo of Forte and Bilal Powell. Those guys have to be the best player on the offense side. Defensively, same thing. I think it's 1 and 1A. I think Big Cat Williams and also the rookie Jamal Adams, I think immediately must be pressing to duty now that David Harris is no longer on the roster. I think they need those two guys to really come up, and be the franchise linchpin on defense. Now, the Jets, the reason why I say the Jets have a fighting chance at least 7 wins is because of that defense, because there are studs on that side of the ball. With Sheldon and Moe, I think Darren Lee is going to be pretty good. They got Morris Claiborne. I think I like Jenkins. I think he's up and comer. So I do see them talent on defense, but I think those two guys, Big Cat and Jamal Adams, are probably the best two options.
One final question, and it's it's one of the buzz questions of the offseason for the Jets and going into the season. Will they trade Richardson by the deadline?
I know that last year they tried around deadline. I know, it was reported that the Cowboys had interest. The price tag was too high, apparently, for the Cowboys. I think Sheldon is such an amazing talent, and he's so versatile as a defender. I think that it'll be hard to equal value for him. And McKagan has young talent on that defensive side of the ball. And I know that there is almost an overabundance of talent on the front seven and on the D line, but there's always room for talent on the D line. I can't see McCagan moving Sheldon, and I can't see McCagan getting off his asking price of a first round pick. Like I said, I don't think there's equal value out there. You know, if someone offers, you know, or three or four, that's not equal that value at all. So I don't see him getting moves.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us, Tony, and you're going to be joining us on a regular basis weekly, right?
Sure thing, yes.
All right, thank you for joining us. That's the show for today. I'll be back on August 30th for the debut show. We'll have Tony with us, and we'll also have our guests, our fantasy football expert, Mike Randall, on that show. Thank you for joining us, Tony. Have a good week, everyone.